fighting, we won't care. The water soothes our souls. Leave this crazy world behind to waste a day like this. Well, it ought to be a crime. Leave the noise of dirt and greed, 'cause the stream is flowing, and that's all we really need. Waking up to a somber choir, fresh brewed coffee and a crackling fire. That is all that we require to help us both unwind. Get some bait and a bamboo pole, I'll walk you on down to the fishing hole. We'll put our minds on cruise control and watch the world float by. There's a place I have in mind, away from city noise, all the stress and fears, in the aromatic pines. We're the wind in the trees, is music to our ears. Lights behind and put the world on hold. You and me in the country air, lazy sun in a folding chair. The fish ain't biting, well, we won't care. The water soothes our souls. There's a place we have to find. I know what it's like, 'cause I can see it in my mind. Loaf of bread, a jug of wine. You, babe, and me in another place and time. Oh, baby, let's take some time. Oh, baby, let's take some time. Oh, baby, let's take some time. Gonna leave this crazy world.
You're listening to South Kootenai Radio. Tune into the Rock Hour at 5.
I guess this is the rush goodbye that I thought would never come. A woman who let some light for our family in the dark, staring at the mirror, I see a smile through my own, sparking better deep inside. Will give me strength, will give us hope, and I'll never lose your touch, and I'll never lose touch. This will take me a while, 'cause I miss your smile. For your loyal stance, green spandex and greasy style. Thank you for the happiness that you gave to our lives. Although now our hearts are cracked, now our tears slow to dry, must count ourselves the lucky ones when we were with you in your prime. And I'll never lose your touch, yeah. And I'll never lose touch. This will take. Thank you.
dreams, arm and arm.
bravest moments, I wish I knew what I had to do. And even though the sun is shining, well, I feel the rain. Here it comes again, dear. And even when you showed me, my heart was out of tune. But there's a shadow of doubt that's not letting me find you too soon. The music that you gave me, the language of my soul. Lord, I want to be with you. Won't you let me come in from the cold? Even though the stars are listening and the ocean's deep, I just go to sleep. And then I create the silent movie. You become the star. Is that what you are, dear? Your whisper tells a secret. Your laughter brings me joy, and a wonder of feeling that nature's only poor boy. But still the tears keep falling, they're raining from the sky. Well, there's a ladder you got to go under before I get high.
CBC News. I'm Karen Hauerluck. One of the most famous race car drivers in the world is in critical condition in hospital tonight. Retired Formula One champion Michael Schumacher had to have brain surgery today following a skiing accident in the French Alps. A statement from the Mirabel Resort says Schumacher, who was wearing a helmet, hit his head on a rock. It's not clear if he's still in a coma. Schumacher is 44. He is a seven-time Formula One champion. The Russian government has ordered extra security at airports and railway stations after a suicide bomb attack at the central station in Volgograd. At least 16 people were killed. Daniel Sanford reports.
The bomb went off at the line of X-ray machines and metal detectors found in most Russian railway stations and airports, a security measure designed to prevent exactly this sort of attack. The attack has reawakened old fears about security in the build-up to the Winter Olympics. The host city, Sochi, is right on the edge of Russia's troubled Caucasus republics and their long-running Islamist insurgency.
The BBC's Daniel Sanford reporting. A container ship that sent out a distress call off the coast of Newfoundland earlier today is now at anchor. The ship's crew is trying to figure out how to fix a gash in the hull. Earlier, a helicopter plucked four passengers off the ship. One of them was a very calm Richard Cumro.
Well, they were taken over in a helicopter. It was a great experience, very professional. I loved it.
The ship is in a bay near the town of Portugal Cove South. Well, police were taking notes today at a funeral visitation in Montreal for reputed mob boss Vito Rizzuto. Rizzuto died last week of natural causes. He led a powerful criminal organization that reached beyond Canada's borders. Author Antonio Nicasso is an expert on organized crime and the mafia.
When Mr. Rizzuto was in jail, the victims were only on one side. After his return, many people that challenged his turf died in a violent way. So it's really interesting to see who's showing up, what kind of a criminal organization attended the event or send the representative, just to see, to have a little bit of a clue of what's going on with the people on one side and people on the other side.
Rizzuto returned to Montreal after serving 6 years for his part in a triple murder. He was 67 when he died. The U.S. National Security Agency's secret collection of Americans' telephone calls appears to be headed to the Supreme Court. That's after conflicting opinions from two federal judges. The surveillance became public after being leaked by intelligence analyst Edward Snowden. And now there's word of more leaks. Nathan Ross reports.
The latest comes from a German news magazine that says the NSA has a team of elite hackers who intercept computer deliveries and, quote, get the ungettable. The magazine based its story on documents leaked by former government contractor Edward Snowden. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, former CIA and NSA director Michael Hayden says Snowden's leaks have made the NSA, quote, infinitely weaker. He then defended one surveillance program in question.
Our histories of people demand that we be alarmed, that we be concerned about this. But our concerns should be governed on the facts of the case and not the emotion of the case.
And the facts, he says, is that the phone data collected by the NSA is hardly touched and only used when there's a reasonable suspicion that it's associated with terrorism.
NPR's Nathan Roth. And finally, hydro crews in New Brunswick are facing a setback as they work to restore power to more than 4,000 customers after last weekend's ice storm. Heavy snow is hitting the province. Brent Staben speaks for NB Power.
If the effects of this storm are minimal, our intention right now is to have everyone reconnected, or the great majority of our customers reconnected by 10 p.m. On New Year's Eve. Let's just hope the storm doesn't impact things too greatly.
The weather was causing problems in Quebec as well. Snow and wind were causing sporadic outages. And in Toronto, where at last count 6,000 were without power, officials hope to have everyone back on the grid tonight. And that's the latest from CBC News.
From the base of the Skimmerhorn Mountains, South Kootenay Radio. There is
a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun, and it's been the ruin of many a boy. I'm one. My
stars at bazaars. Often I've had to caress men. Don't be sad, I must add that they meant no more than chessmen.
The office, the girls and I listen to South Kootenai Radio.
Don't need to win. Michelle,
good to the amo, amo, Michelle,
good to the amo,
amo, Michelle,
good to the amo,
amo, Michelle,
but I'm standing next to a mountain, chop it down with you to higher. Pick up the pieces and make an island, not even raise a little sand.
had all the fun yesterday. I was only 21. Now tomorrow seems so close, it's creeping up on me. For tomorrow I'll be 63. Half your life you're trying to grow up, and then you're growing old. I can't remember half the secrets that I have been told. Open up your eyes, oh, and enjoy your life, oh, each day and every night. Little boy walked on the beach, made castles out of sand. Yesterday, he had the whole world in his hands. I hope he takes some time today to see the setting sun. For tomorrow will be the last one. Every day's a little shorter, no one seems to care. All the friends you had are leaving, were they even? Today we were all just 21. Tomorrow's not that far away. If it gets here at all, another spring, another winter, and another fall. What have I done?
up over my hand. Well, if I done you wrong, oh, baby, 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 you know I didn't mean no harm.
I shop at Bedazzled for two reasons: great merchandise and South Kootenai radios playing throughout the store.
I think I'll drive out to Eugene, get a slide-in camper for my truck, pack a bamboo rod, hip boots, book of flies from a Missoula pawn shop. Rub mink oil into the cracked leather. Wonder about the old guy who tied these trout-chewed flies. They work good. Take along my Gibson J45, made by women during World War II. A coffee stand, stack of maps, a little propane stove, a pile of old quilts, a can opener, kipper snacks, smoked oysters, gunpowder tea, a copper teapot, and a good sharp knife. Sometimes you have to go look for your life. I'll park by some rivers, cook up some rice and beans, read Ferlinghetti out loud, talk to the moon, tell her all my love tales. She's heard them many times. I'll make up some new, juicier parts, drink cold whiskey from a tin cup, sit in a lawn chair, fiddle with my memories, close my eyes and see. Sometimes you gotta go not look for nothing. Northwest is good once you get off I-5 and wander up and down the Willamette, damn it, on the back roads. I know a few people who let me park in the drive, plug in for a night or two, stay up late and talk about these crazy times, the blandification of our whole situation. And then back to the woods. A dog is bound to find me sooner or later. Sometimes you gotta not look too hard. Just let the dog find you. Then head south and east, maybe through Nevada, the moonscape of Utah. Stay in some weird campground where Rodney and Marge keep an eye on things. Everybody's got a story, everybody's got a family, and a lot of them have RVs. I'm on my way to the Ozarks, to the White River and the Current. Those smallmouths are great on a fly rod. And they're not all finicky like trout. Trout are English and bass are Polish. And if I wasn't born in Central Europe, I should have been. Maybe it's not too late. Sometimes you have to dream deep to find your real life at all. Through Memphis. I played a wedding at the Peabody Hotel once, 20 odd years ago, and everybody danced. Usually they just sit there and stare. A few at least sway. The roads are stupid crowded everywhere. Kids coming along are used to it. All wired up and ready, or wireless, I guess, and even readier. World peace is surely on the horizon once us old fuckers die. I'll do my part, but first I want to go across Tennessee into North Carolina. Fish some of those little mountain streams. Catch some brook trout, which God's reminder that creation is a good idea. The world we've made scares the hell out of me. There's still a little bit of heaven in there, and I want to show it due respect. This looks like a good spot up here. You can try me on the cell, but most places I want to be, it doesn't work. Sometimes you got to listen hard to the sounds old Mother Earth still makes, all on her own.
As we advance from rock sellers to Rockefellers and drop some of the most popular acapellas. You got the lovers, the cold-blooded soul brothers, asleep with our head on the pillow under the covers. How long will it take us to learn from one another? That respect is something to earn from one another. We can change how the world turn from one another. Let's show a little common concern for one another. Wake up.
Wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed. Oh.
from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh yeah. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. Cause they're the ones who coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Suffer and who gets all the hell, and they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Hey, to wake up all the building, time to build a new land. So I know we can do it if we all lend a hand. Everybody, no more sleeping in bed. Come on, wake up, everybody, yeah. Oh, I need a little help, y'all. Can't do it alone. I need a little help, y'all. Come on, come on. I need a little help, y'all. Can't do it alone. I need a little help, y'all.
Soprano section.